that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our series of very warm days, not quite over yet. It's going to be very mild tonight. I think we're going to be dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, on the first day of spring, it's going to seem more like the middle of May with a high temperature up to about 86. A breezy day. Again, I think we're mainly dry. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Friday afternoon and becoming likely Friday night and through Saturday morning as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be quite a bit cooler over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the very high range tomorrow and also on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Crawdad, look what I found.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going
to
have a good show.
Welcome to the show. It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. Feel it in my soul. Really need it. Need it so good. Gotta feed it. Wanna take control. Really need it. Need it.
I got to put on my bikini and my flip flops because this is the hottest show in the universe.
Let's go.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Can I have some more vodka?
That's not going to sanitize you. That's why you need vodka at 3:07. But I get it. It's happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We're going to win this son of a bitch in war.
And here they are.
Because we are on the front lines and we know what we're doing. Rosie, let me wish you a big...
Hello.
Hello.
That's a friendly little...
Hello.
Hello.
Here we are, another crazy day as this thing takes root. But again, I am going to try and stay as positive as possible as this thing settles in as another dark day in the market. However, let's be positive about that. It went down 1,338 points. It was down as many as 2,000 earlier. This president is, let's hope the deep statists, the career congressmen and senators get their heads out of their ass, perform a craniorectaloscopy, and do what the man is asking. He doesn't want to hear about a month. He doesn't want to hear about abortion funding or any of that crap. This is about this coronavirus. Let's help people immediately. April 6th is the deadline, and if he can pull that off, and I think he can. He's not going to accept no for an answer. We're probably in a recession, but it doesn't have to be forever because this is not going to last forever. I still believe, I'm no scientist, I'm not an epidemiologist, I don't know. I just know what I read, and I've done a lot of that. Fox News alert. Oh, Trump making remarks on COVID-19 response. Maybe we should go to that, which I will do on YouTube. I really think the wild card in all of this is the warm weather. Flu is seasonal, whether it's this one or any flu. Starts in the fall and tapers off at the end of spring or at the end of winter. And we are there. All right. Live White House briefing. Let's see if we can go to that and see what's happening. Live stream. Oh, do I have to take it from NBC? I'd rather take a suppository than take anything from NBC. But the president is speaking. All I can do is search and hope for the best. All right, let's see if Fox can...
Last year.
There we go.
Also a tornado, and then obviously the numerous hurricanes in different locations that were, in some cases, very devastating. And in every case, FEMA came through. This is a very different kind of a work for FEMA, but they will come through, as they always do. We have tremendous people, tremendous talent in FEMA. We're sending, upon request, the two hospital ships. They're being prepared right now. They're massive ships. They're the big white ships with the Red Cross on the sides. One is called the Mercy and the other is called the Comfort. And they are in tip-top shape. They soon will be. They're getting ready to come up to New York. I spoke with Governor Cuomo about it. He's excited about it. And I also, we haven't made the final determination as to where it's going to go on the West Coast. The Comfort is located now in San Diego, and it's going to be, we'll be picking the destination fairly shortly. So those two ships are being prepared to go, and they can be launched over the next week or so, depending on need. Earlier this week, the first clinical trial of the vaccine candidate for the virus began in Washington State, as you probably know. The genetic sequence of the virus was first published in January, but thanks to the unprecedented partnership between the FDA, NIH, and the private sector, we've reached human trials for the vaccine just 8 weeks later. That's a record by many, many months. It used to take years to do this, and now we did it just in a very short while. That's the fastest development in history of what we're doing with regard to the vaccine. We're making very, very big progress. Today I can announce further steps to expand testing capacity. We're working with several groups to determine if the self-swab, a much easier process than the current process that's not very nice to do, I can tell you, because I did it. But we have a current process that's a little bit difficult. If you have it done, the groups are working on determining if a self-swab by an individual is as effective as the other. The other is very effective, very accurate. But we're going to see if we can do a self-swab, which is would be a lot more popular, I can tell you that. So and that would be administered also by a health official, but it would be a lot easier to do. The fact is that the health professionals would free up a lot. Let me just say, the self-swab is what it is. It's a self-swab. You do it yourself. The other has to be issued by a health professional, and it's something that is quite difficult, and we think it's working out for the self-swab, and if it would test positive, the people would go and they would do what they have to do, but we think that's probably working out. I've asked the FDA to cut through the red tape and reduce regulatory barriers. We are looking at some very exciting things, and I'm going to be holding a second news conference either today. We're going to talk about the FDA. Some things are happening that are quite exciting, and we're going to be doing that either later today or tomorrow, fairly early tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. But the FDA, my instructions is I've been working very, very hard on a number of developments, and we'll be discussing them with you later today or tomorrow.
All right, that's from earlier today. He's live now, and I'm not sure how we pull that up on this thing. I have not had good luck. Live White House briefing. Let's see what we get here. Because they're sitting at a table. Is that Pence with him, or is that someone?
Yes, looks like him.
I'm not seeing that. All I know is that whatever steps they took today kind of helped the market bounce back a little bit at the end of the day, which is a good sign. But let's start with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
By the way, if you have any doubt about what the media cares about, they're all bent out of shape because he's calling it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. They're worried about sensitivity. The damn thing started in China, okay? That's where it began. We have no idea because they're a communist country. They lie their asses off. We have no idea how this started, how it got out to become a worldwide crisis. But that's not... I hope this is electrifying. I am going to work 7 days a week until this thing passes. So I will be here on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 8:30. We hope you'll tune in. We'll have whatever news is breaking in the morning. And we'll try and do some fun and games. But I am just, the longer this goes on, the more fired up I get to fight back. And I have help.
Yes.
I want to build a team. I mean, we got four microphones here. You and I got two. We can plug in whoever else from our regular group wants to join us. And I just made this decision this afternoon because this is pissing me off. It really is. The good thing is that people are starting to... The president's out there. He's not hiding, not issuing statements. He's not tweeting this whole thing. He is out there for people to see. That's important. So starting Saturday, 6 to 8:30, here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. I hope you will listen. I hope you will participate at whatever level you can. Eddie Bader is going to join us this afternoon. I want to say something else, because this is so critical. Fear is what will make this far worse than it needs to be. I'm still to the belief that this will come and go maybe faster than we were being told, only because flu is seasonal and warm weather. You know, when does it start? Whatever flu it is, whether it's SARS or swine or H1N1 or any of those. The type A flu that has killed 30,000 people this year already started in October and November. It's expected. That's why they say go get your flu shot, because they know it's coming at that time of the year. And they especially urge people who are vulnerable to get that. When the weather warms up, it goes away. I think at some level, we should expect that with this thing. So the last thing I want to do is sit home and watch 800 episodes of Cheers.
Or Andy Griffith.
Or any. I mean, I love the shows, don't get me wrong. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit in bed going, you know, while this is on. I think this is a time when radio is especially important. And do yourself a favor. Pick your sources carefully. Because who are the people that say never let a crisis go to waste? AOC is out there making demands. President Trump is talking about putting money into people's bank accounts. During World War II, the country was at virtual full employment. But people were asked, they were taxed heavily, obviously, because it was a war. Stuff needed to be paid for. But they were also asked to buy war bonds, invest in it. And I think what we have to do now, because we have so many excellent businesses that sponsor our show and this company. And I consider doing business with them the equivalent of a war bond right now. Everybody is justifiably nervous, but what can we do? What can we do to feel good when you help a business out at a time like this with something you need, something you can use? You are, A, saying, I'm not afraid. I know this is going to pass. Truest words in life. And they were the hardest words for me to come to believe in as in the process of recovering from alcoholism was, this too shall pass. I learned that. I believe that. I've seen it happen many, many times in the years since I embraced it. This too shall pass. And we either submit to fear and let it run our lives, our thinking, and everything else. This is exactly the kind of situation that bad people like to step into and say, we'll take it from here. Can't let that happen. Can't let that happen. And I don't think we will.
And the opposite of fear is love. And so if we show love to our neighbors, or, you know, concerned about the people that we're in contact with and that we have relationship with, check on them, make sure they're okay, especially our senior citizens.
Yep.
And, you know, just take care of one another as best we can within the limits we've been given. There yeah. are still things we can do.
Everybody is looking at their checkbook right now, their bank account. They're wondering, you know, some people, well, you know, healthcare, where they're going to be working and making money. And there are others, you know, our restaurants, for example, are, I heard Dreamland is going to do curbside, and then they're going to close until this passes. I'm sorry to see that. On the other hand, I know that others are trying to stay open. Did we call Baumhauer's?
Not yet, but
all right,
I will.
Let's give them a buzz and find out what their plan is. And all the businesses, I mean, do you want your lawn to grow 8 feet tall, or do you want to get your mower serviced at Lewis Lawn? Help keep them busy. I understand any move you make with money right now, you're going to feel a little anxious. Do you think it's any different for me? I do not have a giant pile of money. I don't. I just don't. I'm looking at things like making minimal credit card payments and stuff in a couple of situations for now, until things restore to normalcy. But you know what? I went to Food Outlet today. They are doing an incredible job. I was able to fill my cart and get in and out of there like everything was normal. They were low on some things. Danny Patterson told me there are a couple of trucks behind on stocking. But it's coming. And, man, like we always take a moment to thank military people when we bump into them in public. Thank a truck driver.
Yes.
Thank William B. Thank Gary Garvin. Thank all the people that we know are part of our audience or anybody else. God bless you.
Yes.
You are the saviors right now in this situation. The saviors in the sense of...
Right. Keeping the supply line open.
I watched a Wiley Sanders truck go by behind the building just a couple of minutes ago. And I was like cheering them on. It's kind of similar to after 9/11. We were paralyzed with fear and justifiably so. If something like that could happen, what couldn't happen? If you could think it up, that's what the government did. And it was, I think within a day or two after the attack on America, they reached out to the creative minds in Hollywood and said, nobody would have believed this had been made into a movie and released. Ha, come on, you know, knocking the World Trade Center. So we want to know what you can conceive of so we can apply that to the fight against terrorism. Because obviously, if it can be conceived, it can be executed in terms of a plan. So this is what we do. We are in a war, and we fight it by buying war bonds, if we can. And, yeah, it will come with a little anxiety, but you know what? You'll feel good. That when we do things like that at a time like this, when it's not maybe as easy or as comfortable, that's really when we need to do it the most.
Yeah, and two, if you're watching out for someone else, then you're not completely turning your focus on yourself and what you're going through.
Self-absorption is a killer. I know. I've seen it happen. So if you can get something done from Mr. Electric, go to MrElectric@Montgomery.com and arrange to have it done. 245-1566, and again, MrElectric@Montgomery.com online. Some things you can get done around the house. Maybe you got a room that needs to be painted. Go to John Lee Paint. Get a gallon of Richard's paint and put it on. Accomplish something. But if we sit around there, and I understand we need to kind of keep our minds occupied, and I get, you know, binge watching and catching up on something. That's all fine. Not judging that. But it's those kinds of things that will help us get through this to the other side. And I will be here Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 8:30 because I just don't want to sit on my ass at home and play the fear. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. I have no idea how what we're going to actually do. We'll certainly have plenty of news to talk about. But that's, and I'm going to hang in there until this thing is over because it will pass. And on the other side of this, on the other side of this is going to be a rebound that will be glorious.
I'm in agreement.
Thank you. 325, Jim.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good. Greg, I'm an old guy. I'll be 70 next year. I know you're getting out there. Do you consider yourself at risk for this?
No.
Nothing, you don't say any more than anybody else?
I don't want to.
I'm not trying to make out with anybody that's got
COVID-19, but no, I don't consider myself at risk. I mean, I'm a little overweight, maybe, and I shouldn't smoke, but my health is good. Actually, a bunch of us here in the building think we may have had this already before they identified it, because we had what was called the crud, and it was all over town. It was very contagious. There were times when breathing was, I could hear myself wheeze, especially if I sat or propped up in a certain position. And at times it could make your lungs feel like you were drowning. But,
You might have, because I think my computer, I listened to you on computer. I think it picked it up from I just about heard him.
He didn't have pneumonia.
But, you know, they talk about the older people, but then if you listen to them, they say that the average age for these older people is 80. So that's quite a ways from it being in the 60s to being 80.
Look, I know, and you probably do too, and everybody listening, I know people in their 40s and 50s who are knocking on death's door because of the way they take care of themselves. I would consider them to be at high risk.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I know people that are much older than I am who I think will sail right through it if they get it. It's such an individual thing.
Yeah. It's just using common sense.
Yeah.
That's right.
And don't do stupid stuff. And, you know, like they just showed on Fox, on the news here, these thousands of people out at the beach all packed in there. Down. What a bunch of dummies.
Yep.
I mean, they deserve to be eaten by a white shark, great white shark or something. I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, even a shark knows better than to bite somebody that might have COVID-19. So
when you're young, you do foolish things. You think you're invincible.
Yeah, when I was young, I never did anything dumb.
I did.
Jim, yeah, I appreciate the call. You're going to be fine. I can tell from your voice you're a hearty soul. You're going to be fine.
I'm going to hang in there, man. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks.
272-9228. At 328.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
give.
Or spend it all in the bar. Maybe I'll get a new phone. I can't wait for the dawn.
Yeah. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. At the end of yesterday's show, I spoke to our resident tax expert, Steve Durow. And I became aware of something, and this may again change because it's a very fluid situation, that they extended the date for tax payment. In my case, I'm going to owe. I don't expect it to be a backbreaking number, but I'm going to owe. But if they give me till July 15th to pay it, that's what I'm going to do. Or maybe a little bit. It depends, you know. But it would be nice to have that off the table when there's other bills to pay. However, you need to file. You need to file either for an extension, which is easy to do. They're not going to give you a hard time at this particular point. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can go to the IRS office. If I don't know that they're open, you might want to call. You can do it online. Just file for an extension. Give yourself a little breathing room. As we always tell you, it's like with our sponsors that have stuff at 0% are doing layaway, like Brian Jewelry and Kaiser and other places. This is how we win this war. We don't, it will hurt. What will really hurt, in addition to anybody that's directly affected by COVID-19 by getting it, would be to see a business go out of business during this month to 2 month window when everything is tightening up. So let's not let that happen. Let's win this thing. Hi, who's this?
Hey, I'm online?
We're on.
You're online.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll call you back.
No, if you can't say it on the air, don't call back. We're busy. You know, this is a radio talk show over the air, please.
Maybe he had something he wanted to tell us that hasn't been publicized yet.
Sorry.
That happened a lot Friday.
Yeah. All right. I am sorry. Call back. Here's the thing. That line is for going on the air.
Yeah.
We have a business number. It's 244-0961. If you need to get a message to us, somebody will answer it and somebody will bring us the message. 244-0961. Georgia Floors Direct is open and up for business. And again, this is maybe one of those things you get done at your house if you're working from home and can be around to see it done. It's an especially good time to go visit them because they acquired the inventory of a place that went out of business. And everything at Georgia Floors Direct is wholesale. But in this particular instance, it's below wholesale. Ask about that product. There's hundreds of room remnants and other flooring that you can get an incredible price, installed by Georgia Floors Direct. Brilliant team of artisans. That's what I call them because they're really good at what they do. They are the best. They are almost must-see entertainment because they're so good at what they do. They're so precise. They're so careful. Everything's got to be just right. At Georgia Floors Direct, that's how they do it. They save you time, they save you money, and they guarantee the work and product they do. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for over half a century now in the boulevard across from Lowe's. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, Greg? I don't mind talking on the radio.
Was that you?
I was just going to say...
Kevin, were you the guy that just called?
Sir.
I'm so sorry, man. I was an asshole. I didn't mean to be that way.
No, that wasn't me that just called.
Oh, then I'm...
No, that was somebody else. I was just listening in, and yeah, I don't mind talking on the radio. I don't know what happened with that other guy. I guess you... caught him off guard or something.
Could be. They're not used to Greg answering the phone.
Oh, okay.
We're all trying to keep up with various things. Yeah. You looked into Baumhauer's, right?
I did.
They're open?
They're open.
Dining?
Dining, yeah. In.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I work for a local auto manufacturer, and I don't know if you heard or not, but they shut us down for the day.
Yeah, because somebody tested positive, right?
Right, someone from engine 2 assembly.
How does that impact everybody else there? What have they told you? Do you know how long it's going to be shut down? Does
Well, they had been posting stuff. We have what they call HMTV out there in all the team areas, and they post stuff. And for the last few weeks, you know, they've been talking about they're keeping an eye on it. And, you know, there's a million people in and out of that campus every day.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
And from around the world. And they said that if anybody ever tested, it would be shut down for up to 72 hours so they could just disinfect the place and resume production. And I mean, but you know, it's precautionary, I guess. You gotta, you know, there's 3,000 Hyundai employees plus all the contractors, the truck drivers, the a lot of people from Korea are still over here working an engine too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's no telling how it started, but I was just calling to let you know, because you guys have the TV and you have MLB, right, on your TV right there?
They're just running old stuff.
Yeah, they're playing a Phillies and Cubs game right now from 1979. Pete Rose is playing first base.
I know.
That's hilarious. I love it.
That's an amazing game. Of all the games to see a second and third time, yeah. 23-22, wind blowing out at Wrigley. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's just fun to watch, but that's how I'm fighting it.
Where the hell is Mad Dog Russo?
You know, right.
Why is he not on? Why can't we at least have a live presence? Everything on their schedule is pre-recorded. It's like, there's nothing to talk about, really.
Right.
And no doubt they'll run their collection of six movies over the weekend, and we'll be seeing The Sandlot for the 40,000th time.
That's right. But, yeah, because tonight was supposed to be my Friday, so, I mean, I was off the next 2 days anyway, but that's 3 days right there, so I got a cover for today. And, you know, now everybody's, you know, freaking out about that. Oh, my God, they're shutting everybody down. And, you know, it's that mass hysteria thing going on, it seems like. But, you know, I'm with you. It's going to pass.
A lot of this is an overwrought, hysteric media that has been so irresponsible in so many situations. And
that's the way I think about it too, and a lot of people I work with. So, you know, we're all in this. You know, we're going to get through it.
We are, and I think sooner than later. Hey, I got to run, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right, it is 3:40. We're going to get our first look at the roads. I can tell you what, I didn't see a whole lot of activity on the highways. But Skipper's watching that for us. We'll get Rich's updated forecast, and it is, what's the current temperature? It's like 80 something. It's warm.
It was warm when I came in. Breezy, though. The breeze was starting to pick up.
That's nice. We'll take a little breeze at this time of the year. At 272-9228 for something you want to share with us on the air, and we're going to keep watching the news for you. We'll talk to Brandt at 510. The interesting thing in today's market is that it was down almost 2,000 points, but had a rally at the end of the day. I'd like to get his take on why that happened.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Both of these accidents should be out of the way, but use caution. East South Boulevard and Troy Highway, we had a minor accident there. Also on Taylor Road at Halcyon Park Drive just before Regions Bank. Again, both should be out of the way. Use caution. We've got light to moderate traffic around the boulevard. Little congestion East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in Weldon. Certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for coronavirus. The company says it'll be providing additional sanitation measures and will disinfect the entire facility. If you believe you've been in contact with the Hyundai employee, officials say you should call the Department of Health's hotline at 888-264-2256. Governor Ivey announced today the primary runoff election, scheduled for March 31st, has been moved to July 14th. The governor says she's exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of coronavirus. The Secretary of State's office is encouraging anyone who's concerned about the spread of the virus to vote absentee ballot. Some Montgomery City employees in crowded offices and departments will begin working remotely to help stop the spread of the virus. All essential services, including public safety and sanitation, will be on regular schedule. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our series of very warm days, not quite over yet. It's going to be very mild tonight. I think we're going to be dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, on the first day of spring, it's going to seem more like the middle of May with a high temperature up to about 86. A breezy day. Again, I think we're mainly dry. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Friday afternoon and becoming likely Friday night and through Saturday morning as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be quite a bit cooler over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the very high range tomorrow and also on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents QB Quarantine. It's a post-apocalyptic hellscape in New England as citizens lock themselves in their homes with crushing headaches, shortness of breath, and pains in their hearts. And it's not coronavirus. It's the disease of depression brought on by the arrival of COVID-19 and the departure of TB12. While Bill Belichick is washing his hands of Tom Brady, the Foxborough faithful will most likely experience social distancing from the playoffs. Stay strong, because unlike the GOAT's replacement, this will pass. And Pats fans will eventually emerge from their self-imposed QB quarantine.
I gotta ask
Joey
about that, because he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mesdames et Messieurs, Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
Eddie Bader.
Please clap.
It's better with Bader.
It already is.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Well, doing good.
I made up my mind today. I'm getting pissed off by this whole thing. And we are going to be doing a Saturday and Sunday morning show.
Really?
Yeah. 6 to 8:30, Saturday and Sunday. And the reason I wanted to do the regular three-hour bit, but we have paid programming at those times.
Yeah.
And I just find, for me, that's going to be a lot more fun than sitting around in bed, diddling my lip, waiting for this to end. We can inform and entertain.
That's not a bad idea.
And talk to people.
Yeah.
Let people talk.
I'm going to help our sponsors out.
I think that's great. Now, let me ask you this. Could you go one step further? If we all go into isolation, can we get you out on that stoop with a guitar and you sing like they do in Italy and like they were doing in China? Could you
do
that,
Greg? He doesn't sing.
No, my singing might cure the coronavirus, but it would make people ill with something else. I sing like a honking goose.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that's great, man. It's very, very good way to step up.
Well, I lived in a, really at some level or another, a state of fear for a lot of my adult life, and it gave me nothing but grief and trouble. I am not going to give in to this.
Great.
And I don't know if you had a chance to listen earlier, but to me, all right, so we're in a war, and we know it's going to be a temporary war.
Sure, you bet.
So how do we buy, like, the Greatest Generation? They went to work. They paid huge taxes, as was required in a war, and they bought war bonds. How do we buy war bonds in 2020? We support businesses.
That's right.
So they're still there when this thing comes and goes.
That's exactly right.
And I know that there are people that are laid off, and God bless the president for putting a date on this. Let's get money into people's accounts.
I think that's great.
And the lesson inherent in all of this is, I mean, it's great that the government, and we have a guy who knows how to organize and make things happen. You might want to call it the arsenal of, he called hope. Arsenal of hope, yeah.
I think that's great. And it, you know, I like keeping it on that positive because, you know, honestly, it could be worse. If we didn't have the good kind of leadership that I think we have in there, can you imagine?
You know, and who are all these little turds? Oh, we got to be more like Denmark. We're nothing like Denmark. Right. We don't want to be like Denmark because in Denmark right now, unless you are a medical worker or going to the grocery store or drugstore, you'll get your ass fined off.
That's right.
If you're outside your house. That's totalitarian.
Thank you.
We don't need that. And
what did Hillary say? Ain't got no time for that around here.
Ain't nobody, you know, we have that somewhere, but I can't remember how that's labeled. Let me look under ain't in our system. All right, we have...
Ain't it awful?
We have...
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
But I don't see anything labeled ain't nobody got time for that.
I'll work on
that. She was the, was the fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you imagine, if you will, if we had leadership like that, right... Now then, I'd be worried.
I would love. I'm waiting to talk to Brandt at 5:10, and I want to know what the market was down almost 2,000 points today, and it had a rally at the end of the day. I'm hoping that's something that will continue tomorrow.
Well, I'm certainly no money genius, but I told Joey I think I figured this out. Every other day, the market has gone up and down. Mm-hmm. So today was a down day. So we buy tonight. Tomorrow we'll all be millionaires. It's up and down, up and down. You got to buy on the right day.
I left my cash at home.
Rosie's here.
Rosie's going to be part of our weekend morning show, too.
Awesome. Who don't love Rosie?
I got an update from, an insider.
Man. Yes, sir.
At Costco. The craziness is mostly gone. Lines are normal. Hold your own member card. The cashier will scan it. Blah, blah, blah. Back to you, Greg, in the Blue Water Broadcasting Studio. Thank you, Mrs. Rutabaga. There. Jacqueline, let's see. We can have her call. Let's see. 405? Does that work?
Works for me.
Let's see. Okay. Dog's getting walked. Penny's is closing for 2 weeks.
They're doing themselves a favor.
Yeah, JCPenney stores were closed for 2 weeks. And again, I understand the people that, you know, are getting laid off.
Yeah.
When I make this war bond speech to you, I understand that. But and I'm not rich. I don't have a, you know, big pile of money sitting around doing nothing. But I think we will all feel better and be more optimistic if we engage the people that are trying to keep their doors open.
Oh, so you bet.
We do what we can. Those who have it to give, give. And others can give in other ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can all do something.
We all have time. We all have time.
If nothing else, we can encourage one another. That goes a long way.
I mentioned John Lee Paints.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a gallon of Richard's paint and do a room.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. You'll feel better. Look, I didn't waste the time. Yeah, it's binge watch, 5,000 hours of Game of Thrones, whatever.
You can do that for so long, but
yeah,
you're going to get cabin fever.
Well, I'm watching MLB Network today, and they're replaying a game from 1979.
Yeah, Pete Rose?
Yeah, the it was a 23-22 win of the Phillies over the Cubs, and it's an amazing game to watch and all that.
Yeah.
I've watched it.
You've seen it.
And I'm thinking, why isn't MLB here? I want to see Christopher Russo screaming through the TV set about something. I don't care if it's baseball or...
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Why aren't they doing the same thing you're doing?
Exactly.
They, if anything...
So, and that's what gave me the idea. You know what? I'm coming in Saturday and Sunday. What the hell am I going to do otherwise?
Yeah.
So many things are shut down. What you got?
You'll love this. Mm-hmm. Restaurants are closing. Companies are sending employees home to work remotely. Schools are closed, many until April. Stores have been stripped bare. We're all scrambling to adjust to a new normal for the time being, and many companies are having to rethink the way they operate or face extinction. Social isolation could sound the death knell for many organizations, but others are finding ways to continue reaching their customers. Many restaurants have been forced to close their dining rooms, leaving those without pickup or drive-through options high and dry. Fortunately, there are plenty of fast food services, many Chick-fil-A locations included that are adapting and mobilizing. They took 1,000 meals to a local hospital for all the healthcare workers who are working tirelessly.
Yeah, that's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We were on their case, and I think justifiably so a few weeks ago.
Certainly.
If you're working for redemption, that's a great way to earn it. We got to take a break here at 3:55. Jacqueline Tomlinson's going to call in, see how Dana's doing.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, life does not stop. They're doing phone consultations at discounted rates, too. So if you need whatever, consultations, family law matters, they'll be available. And we'll get all that information from her coming up. Right now, it's 3:56. Fox News will be up in a few minutes.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer.
Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.